From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Early today, North Korea said it successfully conducted a missile test on Sunday, supervised by leader Kim Jong-un. UN Security Council scheduled to meet on Tuesday to talk about all of this. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley, appearing on the ABC program this week, said the pressure on the North Korean leader will increase.
What we're going to do is continue to tighten the screws. He feels it. He absolutely feels it. And we're going to continue, whether it's sanctions, whether it's press statements. What we do know is the international community is concerned. It's not just us against them anymore. Now you're going to see the entire international community isolate North Korea and let them know this is not acceptable.
Haley also said such behavior is not the way to earn a meeting with President Trump, who had earlier indicated a willingness to meet with Kim. A cyber attack that's already taken over computers in 150 countries could spread further today as people return for the start of a new work week and use computers that might not have been updated. Mark Weatherford is a chief cyber strategist for the data security company VArmy.
This has been one of the challenges that we in the industry have faced for decades, really, and that is as updates and patches are released by the software vendors, the expectation is that these will be deployed as quickly as possible. But it isn't always that easy. I mean, there's a lot of testing that typically has to be done.
Microsoft called the attack a wake-up for the governments not to store malware that may be stolen. The company believes it's from the U.S. government's National Security Agency. Our militias targeting Muslims in a remote Central African town killed at least 30 civilians and six UN peacekeepers. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says he is outraged. This is VOA News. At least 1,500 Syrian rebels and their families have abandoned another long-held district just outside Damascus as the army of President Bashar al-Assad and its allies pushed to seize full control of the capital and surrounding areas for the first time in nearly 5 years. Stephen Zunis is a Middle East scholar at the University of San Francisco.
The Damascus regime is consolidating its control over the areas around greater Damascus. One of the big setbacks for the rebels was the fighting among themselves, among the moderate and Islamist factions. And for those who were part of the initial uprising, which began nonviolently in southern Syria, this is particularly tragic.
As civil war raged near the capital, Kurdish-led Syrian forces far to the north pressed a separate offensive against Islamic State extremists just outside the de facto IS capital of Raqqa. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson has acknowledged U.S.-Russia relations are at a low point. Appearing on the NBC program Meet the Press, Tillerson says President Trump believes it is important to re-engage with Moscow.
It's in the interest of the American people, it's in the interest of Russia, the rest of the world, that we do something to see if we cannot improve the relationship between the two greatest nuclear powers in the world. So the president, I think, is committed to at least make an effort in that regard, and he has certainly asked me to make an important effort as well.
Tillerson said it remains to be seen whether efforts to improve ties will bear fruit. On another matter, Tillerson said Mr. Trump is trying to see how he can move the U.S. embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem without adversely affecting the Israeli-Palestinian peace process. 17 prisoners have been shot and killed after a mass breakout at a jail in Papua New Guinea. Reports are indicating another 57 are on the run. It is the same prison where police shot dead 12 inmates during a jailbreak last year. Crime and lawlessness in PNG, a nation where many still live traditional and subsistence lives in remote areas, is rampant. Search underway here in the United States for a new director for the Federal Bureau of Investigation after President Trump fired James Comey last week. Administration has interviewed at least 8 candidates for the job. NBC Wall Street Journal poll released on Sunday found 29% of Americans approved of Comey's firing. 78% believe there should be a commission or prosecutor to investigate Russia's interference in the election, which the FBI has been investigating.
That's the latest world news from VOA.